With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tonight could prove a pivotal night in the presidential race. Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will meet for their first and quite possibly their only debate. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in the debate city of Philadelphia.
Trump and Harris have never met each other, but that will change tonight when the two presidential nominees step onto the debate stage. Election Day is 8 weeks away, and this evening's face-off comes with the country pretty nearly evenly divided. It will mark the first ever general election presidential debate for Harris, while it's number 7 for Trump.
And the ABC presidential debate will be simulcast live this evening on the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNNews.com, the weather forecast offering some hope to firefighters battling an intense Southern California blaze.
Several days of triple-digit temperatures stoking a wildfire in Southern California, burning so hot, creating its own thunderstorm-like weather systems. But firefighters are hoping to gain the upper hand with cooler weather forecast to move into the area after today. The Line Fire threatening thousands of homes and commercial structures, burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest just east of Los Angeles. Mountain Home Village resident Stephen Richardson holding out hope he doesn't lose his home.
Hopefully it'll just burn up the ridge and our little community will be free from flames that are nearby.
I'm Julie Walker.
This one's for you, New Orleans, and for that matter, for the rest of coastal Louisiana. Tropical Storm Francine headed your way, expected to be a hurricane by the time it makes landfall tomorrow. On the heels of yesterday's powerful rally that lifted the benchmarks more than 1%, this morning stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 14 points, the Nasdaq up 59. This is SRN News. Pro-life advocates are working hard to get out the vote.
With Election Day less than 2 months off, canvassers from Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America have knocked on the doors of 3 million homes in battleground states that will likely determine the outcome of the presidential race and some key congressional battles. SBA says they plan to hit another 1 million homes before Americans go to vote in November. They're focusing on Michigan, Arizona, Georgia, Montana, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and Ohio. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas is suing to try to block a federal rule that shields the medical records of women from criminal investigations if they cross state lines to have an abortion. The lawsuit was filed by Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton. It accuses the Biden administration of attempting to undermine Texas law enforcement capabilities. The regulation essentially prohibits state or local officials from gathering medical records related to reproductive health care. This is SRN News. His was one of the most recognizable voices in Hollywood history, and he overcame some big obstacles to achieve that fame. Actor James Earl Jones has died.
You have failed me for the last time.
James Earl Jones was the voice of Darth Vader, the voice of Mufasa in The Lion King, the voice of CNN, and he was a lifelong stutterer. He wrote in his autobiography, Voices and Silences, he did not talk for years because he was too embarrassed to speak. A high school teacher helped him find his voice. Jones said in a 2005 AP interview, being Darth Vader's voice led to a lot more work.
It began my work in commercials, because they wanted the voice of authority. They saw Darth Vader.
Jones also had roles in Field of Dreams, Dr. Strangelove, The Hunt for Red October, and as one of the first black actors on daytime TV on As the World Turns in 1965.
Correspondent Margie Zaraletta says James Earl Jones was 93. More details, SRNNews.com.